Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Haitian President Jovenel Moïse has been assassinated in his home in Port-au-Prince. He was shot dead. His wife, First Lady Martine Moïse, was also shot. There are conflicting reports about her condition. The news was confirmed by the country's acting prime minister, Claude Joseph. For more, we're joined by NPR's Carrie Kahn, who's been covering the news from Mexico City. Hi, Carrie.
Good morning.
What do we know about what happened this morning?
Sorry, good afternoon. It's been a long morning, definitely. Yes. This happened about 1 a.m. Haitian time, that's Eastern Standard Time. A group of armed, heavily armed men attacked the presidential residency, went in and shot the president. What we have seen videos that have been circulating about the attack from a neighbor's cameras. And what is most stunning is that you hear the people talking in Spanish, and you actually do hear some English, too. And those videos have been identified as from the neighbor's. And they saw actually when the attack happened. As you said, the First Lady was taken to a local hospital.
Do we know anything about a potential motive here behind this assassination, including a possible coup attempt?
It's too soon to say right now. I was just listening to a press conference with Haiti's ambassador to the U.S., Beauchide Edmond, and he did mention that the First Lady has survived the attack. That's the information that he has, and that she is getting ready or is being transported to a Miami hospital at this time. But he was quick to warn that it is too soon to talk about potential motives. He kept repeating, and we've heard that from Haitian officials, that these people were speaking in Spanish. And so that is unusual, considering that the language in Haiti is French or Creole. Mm. And so there's concern about who these assassins were and how they got out of the country. He said the airports have been closed and possibly they snuck across the border into the Dominican Republic. But as a potential motive, the president, Jovenel Moïse, had enough enemies, political enemies. The political situation in Haiti has been in turmoil for months, some would say years, over a lot of instances, but mostly because many of his political opponents believe he is not still valid in his term. It's an illegitimate presidency. He was elected in 2016, but he did not take office until 2017. And so each term is a 5-year term. So his opponents say he is out of office in 2021, this year. Mm-hmm. But because there had been such a delay in him actually taking office, because those elections were marred by controversy and allegations of corruption, he says that he didn't start until 2017, so his rule is extended to 2022. And so that has been a constitutional question and such a difficult situation in Haiti for quite a long time. And there are plenty of opponents that believe he had been illegitimate in holding office this long. Hmm.
President Biden condemned the assassination today. He called it a heinous act. In a statement, he said, quote, "We stand ready to assist as we continue to work for a safe and secure Haiti." How has the rest of the international community responded, Carrie?
Well, condolences have been flooding in from all over the place. I'm here in Mexico. We've been getting from the president, the foreign minister. Everybody has sent condolences. This has been shock throughout the region, especially in the Caribbean, that a sitting president would be assassinated by foreign mercenaries, it appears to be. So there's shock and there is just an outpouring of condolences. There's also a question about the stability of Haiti at this time and what will happen in the aftermath of this. The Haiti's ambassador to the U.S. in this call that I was just on was saying that they have asked the U.S. for assistance. He did not specify exactly what that assistance would be, but he says they had been asking for the last 6 months and help with the security situation in Haiti that had deteriorated greatly in the last few months. Gangs in the country control great swaths of the capital and very important points in Haiti, and that had been a big problem. The Haitian ambassador did say something interesting that I did not know. He said that the President Moise had recently given an interview to a Spanish language outlet where he said he had received threats and that he feared for his life. I had not heard that before.
Well, the president's death was confirmed by the acting prime minister, Claude Joseph, who Moise replaced just a couple of days ago, as you mentioned. What did you make of that?
Yeah, this is also, I hate to say it, but this is a situation in Haiti where who is in charge is always confusing. Many times, very confusing. Right now, the new appointed prime minister was set to take power today. But now what is going to happen? So there is no clear path on constitutionally what happens, although I'm sure people will disagree about that. So the Haitian ambassador to the U.S. said there is discussions going on and they're trying to figure out what will happen. But at this time, Claude Joseph, the acting prime minister, is in charge of the country right now.
And he's left to lead the country at this point, I guess.
Well, we'll have to see what happens because, as I said, the new prime minister was set to take power at this time, today sometime. So it's confusing. We'll have to see. But I think the main issue and the main point that everybody's worried about is the security situation in the country right now.
We'll continue to watch. NPR's Carrie Kahn reporting from Mexico City. Carrie, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.